awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
I'm Mateo, and I'm here to say I'm wishing you a happy St. Patrick's Day. Steve-O and my doggy say ho. Doug, say ho. Okay, he said it. You can't hear him, but he did.
Intern Doug, preparing for birthdays. That's coming at 6:45. It is St. Patrick's Day, so make sure to wear green so nobody pinches you.
Or orange.
I wore orange.
I wore both of them.
Because I'm snarky.
I got green and orange. Look at these socks. Look at that.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
I'm wearing orange in hopes that somebody pinches me.
He's going to hit him.
So I can let him. I can educate him on St. Patrick's Day and go, wrong!
Let me tell you about it.
The funny thing is, I read a thing that was talking about St. Patrick's actual color was blue.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is that what happens when you put orange and green together? It makes blue.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
I think so. That's okay. Part of the color wheel.
Yeah,
totally. That's what I learned.
Yeah. So it is Monday, and I'm excited to be alive and
color
awake.
Wheel! This man got 0.03 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it was really bad. But
yeah.
You know what? It's okay.
He's happy to be here.
Children,
with all
man.
People.
Children.
Children, children.
I believe the children are our future.
I do too. Teach them well, let them lead the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? Ba with the Ba. Yes, we did. We had that not this past weekend, but the one before that.
Yeah. Ba with the Ba out in Austria. Question.
He asked if we had a time change.
Yeah. We surely did. Hasn't affected us too much.
Well, it seems like we were just getting to the point where we had beaten the time change.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brody said, no way. I'm your time change.
Yeah.
He said, I'll be your Huckleberry. And then he won't go to sleep.
No. It's very rare that I have a little miniature human in my bed, and
it's also very rare that a zombie TV show can make you think like Walking Dead did last night. It was
Doug,
did you cry? Oh, he cried so
you
much
cried.
He
you
said
cried.
Buckets of tears, buckets of
this.
Tears.
Let me just say this, if you didn't notice the redemptive forgiveness overcoming.
Good grief. Talk about a moment on a show.
Woo!
If you're not caught up on Walking Dead, you need to catch up. We're not going to
ruin
it.
Or if you don't watch it, it's okay.
Yeah, I get it. It's an intense show. And last night was intense. But not in like the scary way.
Yeah.
Last night was intense in like a hard, emotional, just heavy way.
It was crazy. I wonder if he's caught up on Walking Dead. Let's find out.
Let's find out.
You guys.
Hello.
Morning, guys. Yeah. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
I knew it.
Yeah, it is.
I played the music before you even said anything.
Good morning, buddy.
How was your guys' weekend?
That was great. We shoveled rock.
Yeah, man. I went to Disney World. I flew to Paris. I went to Australia.
Yeah, I just stayed home. I had a lot of yard work to do, so. It's expensive taking the Concorde anywhere these days.
I know.
Gas prices,
it's
you know.
It's hard. And loading up the 56 Corvette is tough,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. You can believe it. California's gas prices are higher than the Mexico. Because I go to California every single summer or whenever I can. And let me tell you this. It's living mess down there.
It
gas
is
prices
mess.
Are so expensive.
California's gas prices are higher than Colorado.
Yeah, I think they're high of highs. Literally, that's where they are.
Rocky Mountain High, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're crazy down there. Because, well, anytime I go down there with my family, it's like rental.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness. It's literally, all they have down there is gas-saving cars, which, you know, go figure, the gas prices are so high. No
For
wonder.
Real? Matthew.
Yeah, they're all like those, you know.
I have a question, cool. Matthew. I have a question for you. What are you going to be when you grow up?
Well, I'm trying to think about getting a job in towing, you know, like towing cars, since that they make really good money, you know.
Yeah.
My friend down the street does that for a living, so
right.
I thought that would be a good job.
I think you can do even, I think you could have a bigger job than that. I think you could be like the head of an accounting firm.
Wow. That's...
I think so.
Yeah, you could.
Either that, guys, or I don't know. I might end up getting a job like my cousin Cindy. She's a flight attendant on, you know, on an airline. So,
hey, that's a cool
job. You know,
job.
She's been doing that for years. Let me tell you this.
Tell me.
She's told me, like, funny stories about what happens on board. And let me tell you this. Each one just gets funnier.
Yeah.
That's right. Matthew, today is St. Patrick's Day. Did you wear green or orange?
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing the green stack T-shirt.
There you go. Hey, we heard that the Volcano Vista Hawks, the 5A girls basketball team, did really good this weekend.
Yeah, they did. Except I didn't get to see them win. I was at, you know, Best Buddy's prom up at El Dorado High.
Oh, so you were at a different high school when your high school was doing good.
Yeah, I was at a dance for my Best Buddy's club.
That's
I previously
cool.
announced the information about the club. Yep, so
I remember.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Matt, it was pretty nice.
Do you have any info we need to know today?
Let's see. Oh, yes, I do. There's
good.
The school info on your phone here.
Okay. I think I can just get the music ready.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hold on there, Matthew. And 3, 2, 1, go!
All right, guys. This information is in regards to Volcano Vista High. This week is SBA testing. So, first off, I would like to give, you know, wish all the best of luck to these people who are going to be taking the SBA testing. This week, today, is a C day. This is preparation for SBA for those who are going to be taking it. And Tuesday and Wednesday this week, it's going to be testing for sophomores, juniors only. Freshmen and seniors will not be in school.
Boom.
Thursday and Friday, there will be no school for high schools due to the fact of student-led conferences.
Yeah.
Should you have any questions, please contact Volcano Vista at 505-890-0343. Dial 37,000 for the operator.
Wow.
Or go to volcanovistahawks.aps.edu for what? Further information.
Dang.
This has been Matthew.
That has been Matthew.
Go Hawks!
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
Thanks, yes, guys. Go Hawks. Can I get a song this morning?
Yes.
This morning, you know what? Can I be honest and think about Hill songs?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I would like to hear some Hill songs this morning.
All right. Can do.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
See you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Later. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Man.
I'm going to do a new song.
That kid needs to be, like some kind of public announcer or something. He's got it, man.
Mm-hmm.
He could do liners for radio stations. He could do all that stuff. He just knows it.
He does. He threw out that phone number and website like it was nobody's business.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe
it's pretty good.
He could be the host of, like, if there was a big charity relief thing and they had an event.
Oh, yeah.
He could wear a tuxedo
like
he does at the prom, and he could be announcing it. Hey, call now. 1-800-blah-blah-blah.
Speaking of prom, April 11th, Static Radio's prom, Night Under the Stars. It's going down. We are excited. Tickets are available. You should get them.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Don't miss it, because if you do, then you'll miss out on the Night Under the Stars. We are bringing in stars. We got John Stamos.
Stop it. That's not the right stars.
We got tons of them.
Nope.
We got J-Law
nope.
coming. We got Kate Beckinsale.
None of those.
We got Matthew McConaughey. Oscar winner is going to be in the house.
Ursa Minor is going to be hanging out.
Jared Leto.
Capricornicus.
The Bull.
Yeah, I don't know any of the
it's
other
gonna,
names.
Doug will be there.
Yep. Maybe the Milky Way.
Exciting.
Yeah. Big stars.
Big stars.
Details at mystaticradio.com. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Sean Connery.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now, breaking news in the morning with me, Mateo. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Doug.
Doug, why are you laughing? Is that funny? He's making me uncomfortable. Look at him.
I can't. The screen's in the way.
Ugh.
There you go.
He's a good dude. Today is St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Yep.
Do not spend your St. Patrick's Day celebrating St. Patrick by holding back your friend's hair while they vomit. Don't do that. It's not a good celebration.
Yeah, I found this great thing on Instagram of all places.
Yeah.
About St. Patrick.
What's it say?
St. Patrick was a missionary. He left his home in England and went to Ireland to tell the people about the hope and salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. He knew they were pagan people who worshipped the Druid gods and goddesses, and he knew that they were perishing without hope, so he left his comfortable home to bring salvation to an entire nation. It would have been easy for him to leave the work to someone else. Why should he go back to the people who had kidnapped him and made him a slave?
Mm.
Why should he care about these pagan people to
Why?
Begin with? Well, he cared because he received the Lord while he was a slave in the midst of his great trial. God got a hold of his heart, gave him compassion for the people who enslaved him, and he knew God had called him to witness to those people of Ireland, and he answered the call. He didn't wait for someone else to do what God had called him to do. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even from Ireland.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Neither am I. And yet Berlin. I've got on orange and green.
I've got orange.
Because the orange is the Protestant
color.
And obviously I'm not Catholic, but then the green is the Catholic color.
I wore white, though, because white's like peace.
White is peace. There you go. Peace. Hey, Doug. Peace out. Peace out.
And like half of my arm is green anyways.
And you're a white guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Honda has recalled 900,000 minivans.
Uh-oh.
So if you own a Honda van, I guess you better check into that. Goodyear has unveiled its next generation blimp. This one can go to the future.
Stuff.
It can bring back a dinosaur from the past. It's got headlights and fog lamps. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, and a 6-disc CD changer. From the future, NASA says the Earth will continue to heat up despite a pause in global warming.
Hmm.
Ooh. We're heating on up. Heating it up, baby. Speaking of NASA and whatnot, astrophysicists are planning to announce a major discovery today. What's it gonna be? Scientists will announce a major discovery today at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. Rumors surrounding the topic of the announcement are starting to fly, but at this point, it's just a bunch of nerds in a room, and nobody cares. Just kidding. One newspaper reports on speculation that the discovery has to do with finding evidence of primordial gravitational waves. Ripples in the fabric of space-time, Doug. They were produced in the early universe, the imprint they left when the universe was born. 13.82 billion years ago will give us an idea what the universe was like when it just came into existence by itself. I am excited about this nerd announcement.
Yeah.
Are you excited about
it? Oh man, I'm
Scientists
so
are
excited.
Going to announce things today, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's not a hoverboard, I don't care. I don't care.
Yep.
Seriously. That's what's sad about me. They can announce all they want to.
Mm-hmm.
I will listen when it says hoverboard.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay, scientist, you've got my attention.
Well, what if they have to create a hoverboard to ride those waves?
primordial gravitational waves, Doug. Surfing, hanging 10, bro, on the waves. I'm hanging 10 on the waves. The primordial waves, bro.
Oh, man.
Do a switch foot on them. That's the only surf move I know.
There you go.
Because I grew up in a landlocked state,
yeah,
except for
too.
Our tiny little coast. Don't get me started on Mississippi's coast.
Yeah.
Got destroyed.
Really?
Yeah, Hurricane Katrina. And everybody said, let's save New Orleans. What about all the other states that got destroyed? Mississippi? Is that a state? We'll talk about that later. That was funny. That was a funny moment in the life of the Weather Channel. China's air is so polluted that Japanese electronics company Panasonic announced that its employees will now receive hazard pay.
Wow.
From China's air being so polluted. That's nuts. I know the hazard pay sounds good, but you don't want Albuquerque's air to be polluted.
No.
Steve-O.
No, I don't.
I see that look in your eye. You got that hazard pay look in your eye.
I was just going to go outside and start spraying hairspray into the air.
Pollution.
Hazard pay.
Captain Pollution.
Yeah.
Doug, did you watch Captain Planet? Yeah, you did. Do you remember Captain Pollution? Oh, Doug, you didn't watch Captain. He's just in there just telling me fibs. It's St. Patrick's Day, Doug.
Intern Doug.
You're not supposed to lie today. Oh, now he wants to defend himself.
Nope.
You can't defend yourself, Doug.
We don't want to hear it.
We don't want to hear it, he says.
Not until birthdays.
The producer says no. The number of American millionaires shot to a new high with a record 9.6 million people are millionaires in this country. What? That can't be right.
9.6 million people are millionaires?
That's
what
it
says. What's it take to be a millionaire? Just have $1 million?
It says American millionaires.
Wow.
I don't think that's right.
It could be.
I don't know.
Stock market.
How many people we got in this country?
Well, a lot, I thought.
I am confused.
I'm looking it up.
If you know how many people we have in this country, then keep the information to yourself, because Steve-O's looking it up. After 4 years, Jennifer Hudson announced that she has stepped down as celebrity ambassador for Weight Watchers. That's good. Paris was blanketed by heavy smog the other day. My friend Seth and his wife Hannah were in Paris the other day.
Yep.
They took some pictures. It didn't look smoggy to me, so maybe this was a different day.
According to Google.
Yes.
As of 2012, the census in 2012, there was 313.9 million people in the United States
good
of America.
Good grief.
Yeah.
And 9.6 of those people are millionaires.
That's like twice as many people as Russia.
You know who we have to thank for this?
Huh.
Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
He's been walking around telling people how to keep their money and budget it well, and now we got tons of millionaires.
Russia only has 143.5 million people. Twice as many people as Russia.
Wow.
The United Kingdom only has 63 million people.
How many people does China have?
Oh.
Because they have a lot more than us.
Yeah. China has 1.351 billion.
Good grief.
People.
Good grief.
Yeah. India has 1.2 billion.
Wow. China and India.
Yeah.
Woo. Sarah Palin's selling her tour bus.
Oh, no.
That's right. Speaking of millionaires, she needs to add some money onto the heap of gold that she lives on.
Yeah.
Up in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Stever lived in Alaska.
I'd live in Alaska.
Alaska is a cool place.
I've never been there, but we were watching a show yesterday, and I was like, I would go there.
Was that show called Alaska?
Something like that. Yeah.
Guys, something's been going on in the news lately. We haven't talked about it on Breaking News.
Yeah.
Because this Malaysian airline has disappeared. It's been over a week, and we still have no idea where that thing is.
Yeah.
Think about this. The government can track your cell phone. You can track your cell phone. But we have no idea where this jetliner with 220-something people has disappeared to.
I didn't even think about that.
That is crazy to me. Yeah. This is like the movie where in the background you see something crazy going on the TV and the main characters aren't really caring about it, but then later in the movie it comes into major play.
Yeah.
You know? That's like Cloverfield or something like
that. Yes.
That's what it reminds me of. So right now it's like, what's up with that weird airline? I don't know. Let's not think about it because that's crazy. It's Bermuda Triangle crazy. And now, it's like, what really happened to that plane? It's been a week and we still don't know. Doug, you don't know where the plane is. I don't know. Steve-O doesn't
know.
Nobody knows where this plane is. Here on, like, they've released a map of possible, like, runways that the plane could have landed on. And there are so many runways that it could have landed on. And
looks like the Verizon map.
634 different runways that are possibilities. And that's not even counting. Maybe it crashed in the ocean somewhere. Just nobody really knows. There's also a nasty ad going around on Facebook. A lot of people don't check Facebook when the news, quote unquote, pops up. If you listen to me, you know, and you take what I say with a grain of salt, then when you see news on Facebook, for crying out loud, just take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
There's a nasty ad going around the internet that purports to show an old Malaysian Airlines ad, which eerily predicted the horrible events that led to the loss of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. It is fake. I repeat, it is fake. The fake ad shows a jet with Malaysian Airlines logo on it with the words, "Our new Boeing 777. Lose yourself on a journey of epic proportions."
Really?
Yes. And then another below it saying, "Wherever you go, no one will ever know."
Wow.
The actual ad said, "A journey of epic proportions, the pride of our nation." So somebody went in there and photoshopped it.
Dude, what is up with hoaxes on the internet? Yesterday, Newman died.
Yeah, Wayne Knight was reported to be dead, and then he, in fact, tweeted, I am sorry to disappoint some folks, but I'm not dead. Apparently, the site that was reporting it wasn't TMZ.com. It was TMZ.today, which is a fake TMZ.
Gosh.
That thing spread like wildfire.
Yeah, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. Last night when we were watching TV, Chrissy showed me it from Facebook and said, oh, I didn't know he died. I said, that's fake.
Fake.
That's fake. He didn't really die.
We live in a world of celebrity death hoaxes.
Yeah.
And it's not like it was back when, you know, it was like, Paul is dead.
Right.
Paul is dead. It's not like that. Now it's like, he's dead all over the internet.
And all of a sudden, the publicist, and they have to make a statement.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm here.
No, here I am.
Check it out.
I was at Walmart.
My bad.
Close to death, but not dead.
Right.
Just there. Just at Walmart.
Just at Walmart.
So one of the crazy theories about the Malaysian flight mm-hmm. MH370. Was this the first flight that was victim of a remote-controlled cyber hijacking with some kind of super hacking genius commandeering the plane's system by cell phone?
No way.
This theory was proposed Saturday by British anti-terrorism expert Sally Leavesley. The offbeat theory goes something like this. Someone sneaks some malicious code onto the plane on their smartphone. The hijacker connects the phone to the seatback entertainment system to upload the code, jump it to the flight system software. The malicious code tells the plane to change course and shut out any human control.
Wow.
Now, what they have learned is that it was definitely shut down. Like, the communication system was shut down intentionally.
That's crazy.
It's just a mystery. This is a crazy...
That's like sci-fi... future Max Headroom stuff.
Yeah, all Lost comparisons aside.
Yeah.
You know, because I've seen that too. It's like, that plane's on an island somewhere.
I don't know who said that.
It was funny because you said it, but I actually saw like a meme of it on the internet.
Of course.
You know? Polar bears.
Polar bears.
Smoke monster or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a crazy time right now. It's interesting. Interesting time. The man that was believed to be the kissing sailor in the iconic photograph from World War II has died.
Oh.
It's highly regarded as one of the most iconic photographs from the 20th century. A sailor bends a nurse over his knee and holds her as they passionately lock lips in Times Square.
Yep.
Life magazine photographer Alfred Eisenstadt snapped the jubilant duo mid-kiss on August 14, 1945, the day Japan surrendered in World War II. Glenn McDuffie, the man believed to be the sailor, has died. He was 86 years old. When he was 18 at the time of the photograph, and he shared a few years ago, I heard someone running and stopping right in front of us. I raised my head up, and it was a photographer. Tried to get my hand out of the way so I wouldn't block her face, and I kissed her just long enough for him to take the picture. Famous pair never spoke a word, but their brief encounter is one of the most memorable kisses in history.
Man.
Several other men came forward as a sailor, and Eisenstadt never confirmed the identity of the man in the photograph. Speculation largely ended 6 years ago when forensic artist Lois Gibson said the man in the photograph was McDuffie. Man, oh man. Yep. That, my friends and my colleagues, is your breaking news for today.
For today, because it's time for the birthday. Oh.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey. Good morning, Doug.
Oh, real quick, Peter Benson dropped this off. There is an accident northbound Quarters at Montaño.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So, if you have to go anywhere this morning, just leave now, even if you don't have to be there till 10.
Just go now.
It's going to get crazy out there. All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy
today.
St. Patrick's Day.
March the 17th,
yeah.
2014. Mm-hmm. It is day 76 of 2014. There are only 289 more days left. And let's get started from News Radio.
Yeah.
Finding Nemo. I don't think you guys are going to get this
Root,
one.
Steven Root.
Is it the dad?
David Foley.
No.
From News Radio. Andy Dick.
News Radio. That was Phil Hartman's show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Phil Hartman. It was David Foley. It was Andy Dick. It was, what is, Tia, not Tia Leone. What is her name?
Mia? Mia something? She's from Just Shoot Me, right? No, that was her character's
name. She was also on ER...
I don't know.
Vicky Lewis.
No, that's
Vicky
not what I was thinking.
Lewis.
Oh, okay.
The redhead.
Okay.
The yes. Redhead. Today is her birthday.
42. No.
Oh, yeah. I think she is, you said 42?
Yeah.
46.
She is 54.
Ah, okay. Doug!
Not even close.
All right.
Doug,
co-founder.
Did you wear green?
Yes.
Okay.
Co-founder of Jefferson Airplane.
Oh.
Michael Jefferson.
No.
Stephanie Airplane.
No. Paul Kattner.
Paul Kattner.
Paul Kattner celebrating a birthday today.
Paul Kattner.
Somebody to love. Paul Kattner, let's see. I say 72.
69.
73. Oh, man! Stever would have been so proud of me.
Yeah. Doing good.
Eric Clapton.
No, not his birthday, but
Layla Miller.
Former wife of Eric Clapton and George Harrison, photographer and model.
Layla.
Cindy Crawford.
No, the song's called Layla. So
Cindy.
It's got to be Layla
Cindy
Crawford.
Crawford.
Layla Crawford.
No.
Layla Johnson.
Tyra Banks.
Patty Boyd.
Dang. What?
Patty
Who's
Boyd.
Layla.
Patty.
Ugh. 67, that's why it's his ex-wife.
Okay, you said 67?
Why not?
70.
Yes!
Oh, wow!
70 indeed. All right, from Step by Step and the TV show Dallas.
Step by Step.
Wait, Alan Thicke. No.
No.
What's his name? The dad.
Dallas.
Oh, it's the dad.
Not JR.
It's the dad. I can't remember his name. He was married to Suzanne Somers on Step by Step.
What was Step by Step?
Step by Step. You should have played that theme song.
I should have.
Because I know all those words.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah.
67.
Patrick Duffy is 63.
Nope, Patrick Duffy is 65 today.
Oh, man, close. Right in the middle. Yeah. Doug.
You all right.
You go with the 90s sitcom when you have to play a theme song.
National Soccer Hall of Fame. Helped the U.S. women win the national title in 2004.
Mia Hamm.
David Beckham. Nah, he's not a woman.
Mia Hamm.
Mia Hamm.
Wife of Nomar Garciaparra.
Yep.
Are you a soccer fan, Doug?
No, not really.
Okay.
Mia Hamm is 38.
Mia Hamm is 36 years old.
Mia Hamm is 42.
Whoa.
Yes. Next, from television shows, The Game, Dawson's Creek, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
James and Vanderbeek.
From the show and from the movie Joe Dirt.
Oh. Oh! The girl that played Brandy. Oh,
yes.
What's her name? What is her name? Dave would know. Dave would know right now.
She was on. I never saw any of these things.
You didn't see Joe Dirt?
I barely remember. David Spade.
Brittany Daniel.
Brittany Daniel.
Brittany Daniel celebrating a birthday today.
35.
This song.
Gosh.
Don't let go. Okay, so you said 35?
Yep.
38.
She is 38 years
old.
Oh, man.
I mean, just play the rooster.
Step
you
want me
to play
step,
the rooster? I feel bad.
Day
here.
By
here.
Day.
There you go, buddy.
First, why did you play this? I was singing. I was singing a song to myself. Turn it down. Gosh. I'm about to protest. I'm going to silent protest this show, which means I won't talk the whole time.
All right.
All right, we got a video clip for this next one.
Okay.
All right. How? The ice cream. That gave me all the ice cream I could eat.
Forrest
guess
Gump.
What?
Is it Tom Hanks'
a good
birthday?
Friend of mine
no.
In the bed right next door.
Gary Sinise.
Yes.
Oh, Gary Sinise!
Boom!
Good call, man. Good call.
From CSI New York, that one band that he's in, and Forrest Gump.
I love Forrest Gump.
Gary Sinise.
It's one of my top five.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Gary Sinise is 50.
Gary Sinise is actually 56.
59.
Dang
it. I thought I had another one.
Actor from Stargate.
James Spader.
Tango and Cash.
Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Oh, we were talking about Stargate yesterday. They need to remake Stargate.
Tombstone, Breakdown, Death Proof, Grindhouse.
I will be
Big
your Trouble
in Little China.
A slew of other movies.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of movies.
Oh, Kurt Russell, you're one of the greatest. Kurt Russell.
There's a bug in here.
Really?
I saw it. I seen it, Doug.
I'm gonna go big. I'm gonna say Snake Bilskin is 60.
I say he's 66 years old.
63 years old today. All right, it's not Friday.
Oh.
Is it John Parr's birthday?
No.
Dang it. Emilio Estevez.
Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Oh!
Rob Lowe. Celebrating a birthday today.
Woo! Looking good, Rob Lowe.
From Parks and Rec, The West Wing, the Austin Power movies, St. Elmo's Fire, Oxford Blues, Wayne's World. Mr. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Passing by. Moving straight.
Did you say Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy. I forgot Tommy Boy.
Gosh.
Yes, Tommy Boy.
Intern Doug. I'm going to go big. I'm going to say 50.
Yes.
Oh!
Woo! 50 years old today, Rob
Celebrate
Lowe.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Good job, me.
Steve-O, if you're excited about that one, this next one.
Uh-oh. Is it Billy Corgan's birthday?
Yes, it is Billy Corgan's birthday.
Sing our Smashing Pumpkins and Zwan.
Oh, gosh,
and
I love this song. Siamese Dream, I love you. That record was so great. Wow, Billy Corgan. Billy Corgan is... Oh my gosh, this song is so magnificent. Billy Corgan is...
He's actually, he also owns his own wrestling company too.
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm gonna say, did this come out in 91?
Somewhere back there.
42.
I'm gonna say he is 40. Four, Doug.
He is 47 today. All right, we are on two dates now. St. Patrick's Day was celebrated in New York City for the first time at the Crown and Thistle Tavern in what year?
Oh. Oh, Douglas, your music. What year?
St. Patrick's Day. I'm gonna say
at a pub
in New York City. What's the iron?
Oh, 1849.
Oh, I say 1862.
1756.
Woo!
Oh. Taking it back.
That's an
y'all.
Old pub.
We're gonna take it back to the 1700s.
On this day, in what year Nevada legalized gambling?
Met up with which state?
Nevada.
Too tired to sleep. Oh, man. So we
took turns. I just want to listen to the
good
music.
Yeah, how are we supposed to talk over this?
You don't talk over Kenny Rogers. Overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life. When was it legalized? 1908, see? What the
cards were. Gambling legalized in Nevada? I say that's Old West material. 1807.
1931.
Dang.
Oh, okay.
On this day in what year the last Studebaker was produced in Canada?
1969.
1961. 1966.
Oh!
Studebaker was actually the car that Joe Dirt's parents drove.
Oh, yeah.
When he goes looking for it. Yeah.
You don't know about it!
I don't remember.
Some Joe Dirt knowledge for you guys this morning. On this day in what year, in its first dress code change since 1960s, Brigham Young University announced that students could wear knee-length shorts and go sockless.
Okay. Sockless.
1912.
1978. 1991.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
And on this day in what year, a Chinese illegal immigrant was given a year in jail for breaking into a Hong Kong home and eating an expensive pet turtle. Though the normal burglary sentence was 3 years, the judge assessed a lighter sentence because the defendant pled guilty, didn't steal anything else, and claimed he was really hungry. He left the two smaller turtles unharmed.
Good. Those two turtles were scorned. Went on to later become two-fourths of the Ninja Turtles.
2003.
You might know those two scorned turtles as Donatello and Raphael.
R.I.P. Mikey.
What'd you say?
2003?
1998. 1991.
Ah!
All right, we are on to events going on this week. It's American Chocolate Week.
What?
Okay.
It's Health Information Professionals Week.
What?
This is National Animal Poison Prevention Week.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah.
It's Termite Awareness Week. It's Flood Safety Awareness Week. It's Act Happy Week. And today is St. Patrick's Day, as we all know. It's Eat Like an Irishman Day. It's also Irish Coffee Day and Submarine Day.
All right.
Wow.
Submarine Day. So I need to tell Chrissy to just put off poisoning Panda to another week.
Till next week, at least.
Not this week.
Yeah, this week.
It would be rude.
Yeah, be messed up.
Yeah.
All right. It is St. Patrick's Day. We got a great show for you. Teo's favorite segment in the universe coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
I just remembered we're doing that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
The Mad Lib Monday on the way. We also have some Paramore, some Knox Hamilton, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
But of course,
Static Radio.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Traffic report for you, Albuquerque. Now, where was the accident? Peter said it was Montaño, and do you remember the other road? Okay.
Northbound Coors.
Northbound Coors in Montaño. Yeah, it's not showing up on our traffic map.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So if you are northbound Coors where it intersects with Montaño, be careful. There is an accident. Also, we have construction I-25 in Paseo. Hopefully you know about that. And in Rio Rancho, construction Highway 528 between Southern Boulevard, Meadowlark Lane, and Northern Boulevard. That is your look at traffic. If you're out there and you see something going on and we don't talk about it, feel free to give us a call. 505-338-3700.
There you go.
Now here's Steve-O.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's really quiet over in Sopo. No line.
Yeah, no line.
Went and grabbed our Americanos. Mm. Well, my Americano.
I got my depth charge.
Yeah, nice and peaceful in there.
It's a Cuban depth charge infused with caramel.
Do people get the day off for St. Patrick's Day?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we obviously don't, but that's okay. Because we are here to hang out with you because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Hey!
We're going to be talking about St. Patrick himself and a lot of trivia today.
Yep.
In fact, we've got some cool things to give away if you'd like to win. We got to do... I can't find an Irish St. Patrick's Day themed...
This is fine.
Mad Lib.
Oh, yeah.
I tried.
We could just skip it. There's always that option.
Hey, we're not skipping
that's
Mad Lib.
It's a valuable option full of integrity.
We're not skipping that.
Just saying, St. Patrick would hate Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah.
He would hate it.
How would you know?
I know him. I've used my hoverboard time machine to talk to him.
Ah, yes, of course. Coming up at 7:30, We will be doing Mad Lib Monday. If you would like to get a word in, you can do so now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's how we do with that. And it helps us move it along quickly.
Yeah.
How come we don't get St. Patrick's Day off?
I don't know. I think it's because a lot of people just view it as a drinking holiday.
I guess.
They're like, no, you can't have today off. You're just going to drink all day.
Oh.
You're going to try to turn every beverage you drink green.
Ugh.
Little yes. do they know, we're going to turn it orange.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not. We're just going to be here.
Okay.
That's cool.
Orange juice.
Orange juice. Orange Julius.
My coffee's a little orangish.
Is it?
Tannish orange.
Hmm.
Had some caramel put in there this morning.
You guys should go over to Sopo and you should bug Michael and try to find a way to make your coffee orange or green.
Orange green.
That's the way.
Muppet movie comes out on Friday. Speaking of green.
Oh, it ain't easy being a frog.
It's not easy being green. And Kermit the Frog's new film. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. I like the Muppet movies. I like Muppets and frogs.
Man, we need a question of the day.
We do.
I saw a couple.
We need
There's
somebody,
some crazy stories going on right now.
We need somebody to call in and win right now.
Oh, okay. Do you want to do trivia at this moment?
I mean, we can if they call in.
Yesterday,
oh,
the bracket was set for March Madness. If you don't take part in March Madness, what? Who are you?
I am myself.
Yeah, you're going to take part this year.
Oh.
Even Mitch took part last year. Come on.
Mitch.
The brackets are set. March Madness is a go. Well, if you haven't heard by now, Quicken Loans and Warren Buffett are rocking a billion-dollar bracket. If you're a college basketball fan and you'd like to become a billionaire, because who wouldn't?
Me.
Yeah, all you have to do is fill out a NCAA March Madness bracket like you usually would. You submit it to the Quicken Loans / Warren Buffett billion-dollar bracket contest, and boom!
Boom.
Billionaire.
Billionaire.
That's all it takes. Except the odds against you are 128 billion to one.
Gosh.
If you are an expert leading mathematician.
Now, I heard you telling the boys that y'all were going to win this year.
Yeah.
So how's it going to happen?
I don't know. I got the Lobos going all the way. What I got.
Really?
No. We're going to beat Stanford. We're going to beat Kansas. Yeah, that's right. I said we're going to be the number two seed. Uh-oh. Intern Doug.
Oh.
He just started walking that way.
He got out of here.
Phone lines are jammed. Did you say something?
Yeah, I did. You know I do. You know how I do.
Static. Okay, fine.
Oh, they're not
static.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well.
How you doing?
How are you?
I am doing excellent this morning.
Okay.
Yeah? Cool. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm headed on my way to work, and it's a nice morning. It was beautiful out, the sunrise and the moon.
Yep, I saw that moon.
Yeah.
All right.
And I always have you guys to make my day even better.
That's right, you do.
Are you wanting to win something? Is that why you called?
Possibly. Mostly, I just want to do the trivia.
Okay. I've got a number for you. It's the number of the day. The number of the day today is 20,000.
Ooh.
If you could tell me what that represents. So big.
That is the vaguest. The vaguest thing ever. Good luck.
20,000, I'm guessing, is going to represent, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very vague and obscure.
Do you want a better trivia question? No, that's going to be the trivia question throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to get the answer to that one. It's the number for the day, 20,000.
Even Captain Google won't get that one.
Nope. Exactly. I'm looking for something in particular.
Number of Catholic people in Ireland.
No.
No, but.
No, there's probably quite a bit more than that.
Yeah, that's cool of you to try to keep it up with St. Patrick's Day, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, here's your real trivia question. All right. St. Patrick taught the Irish about Christianity using what?
Using the object or emblem that the pagans worship.
No, but that's a good guess.
That was a good guess.
That's a very good guess. Thanks for the call.
All right, take care, guys.
All right. Static.
Top of the morning to you, laddie.
Hi, top of the morning.
So, just FYI.
Yeah?
They have no northbound towards Montaño. Whoever said that sort of thing, I'd say way too early. There's no wreck there.
Oh, okay.
Shenanigans.
Right. Yeah. That's quite a bit of shenanigans.
Speaking of shenanigans, that accent is impeccable.
It's a good one.
It's only the best for, you know, the best of you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, it's trivia time.
20,000 beers on the wall.
Nope.
No, that's
no
a good
one's
guess,
ever going to get that.
That was
a very good guess. However.
And you take one down and you pass it around. And you got 19,999,000 green beers on the wall. That's a long ways to go, lad.
Gosh. St. Patrick taught the Irish about Christianity. I'm going to give you a hint and help here. He explained to the Holy Trinity using what?
Oh. Just because it's St. Patrick's Day, I won't say beer for every answer.
Nope.
That's not it.
That's not it. Close.
No, oh. Have a good really. One.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right. Static.
Hey, I got the answer to that one.
All right.
He explained Christianity using the three-leaf clover.
Ah. Oh, what's the other name for that thing?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name for.
On,
I remember because I studied that because I always go on a little tangent about how nobody remembers the reason for behind St. Patrick's Day.
Come on.
And now you can't remember
I
it.
Know, come on,
come but, on.
What is its Christian name?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
Come on,
think Lucky Charms,
bro. It's not
bro.
A clover. It's come on, come on.
Yeah, horseshoes. It's clovers and balloons.
Yeah, man.
Pots of
go through the list
green.
Of those.
Go red balloon?
No, it's not a red balloon.
No, 99.
The red balloon was a new marshmallow. It was added in the 90s.
I believe in you. Come on.
He
used a...
Oh, the shamrock.
The shamrock! You got it.
There it is.
Good job. Hang on the line. We're going to hook you up with something.
Well done. So... You hung up on him? Hey, call back. He hung up on you.
I meant to hit hold.
It's okay.
Oh.
You're having a long... You're tired? And it's fine.
Static!
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You're having a long... Is the trivia question going still?
We actually already got a winner. We just got a winner. I know.
What were you going to say,
though?
I was going to say it. Shamrock.
Yeah. That was the one.
That was the one. Hang on the line. I'm going to give you something anyways.
Yeah.
Because, you know. Static.
Yeah. Hey, hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, I think y'all disconnected.
There we go, good.
We
okay.
tried to hang up on you.
Hang on the line.
No, we
line.
Didn't. We didn't try. It was an accident.
It is St. Patrick's Day. We'll have more St. Patrick's trivia coming up. And if you can get the number of the day...
Yeah,
we've got like a grand prize package for you.
We will give you Doug, the intern. He will live with you for up to a month and a half.
The number of the day is 20,000. If you can tell me what that represents, you are my hero.
20,000.
Yeah.
Is it 20,000?
Leagues under the sea.
Is that it?
No, okay. That's not it.
Is it 20,000 balloons in the sky and balloon fest?
Nope.
Balloon fiesta?
Nope.
Dang
that's
it.
Not it either.
I'll get it.
In 3.5 minutes, we got Mad Lib Monday. Join us right now, James Vincent McMorrow. And Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
I didn't get any music.
It's
ready.
Fine.
I forgot. I didn't, you know.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem. Good morning. It is Monday. It is St. Patrick's Day, and you are listening to Team Awesome Morning Party with me, Mateo.
Yep, and me, Steve-O.
And Doug, the intern. But you can't hear him, because we won't let you. It's not right.
He's in the cave. He gets to talking up during birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays.
During birthdays.
You get to talking up during birthdays.
I've got like this weird Irish thing going on and it's freaking me out, man. Today is a very special day. It is your favorite time.
It's just another Madly Monday.
505. Good grief, man. It is St. Patrick's Day.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Ah!
Good grief.
Brody kept me up all night.
He did.
I had a little miniature munchkin hanging out, kicking it. I can't even imagine if Chrissy's awake at this point. We need your help. Oh, we need your help. We want to get through this Mad Lib. Static.
Hey, give me a word.
I need an adjective.
Oh, adjective. That's describing, right?
Yep.
Sticky.
All right. Sticky works.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is 20,000 the people, how many people have their birthday today?
Nope.
No, that's a good guess,
that's
too.
It's probably more than
number
that.
Number for the day, 20,000. Tell us what that represents, and we're going to... Man, I feel like you'll win the internet if you can get this. That was so obscure. I was tired. I was tired when I picked that question.
You really?
Oh, man.
You're so tired.
No one will ever get it. I promise we'll announce it at the end of the
show. Somebody's going to get it.
I need a noun from you.
You need a noun. Okay.
Fiddle faddle.
I love it.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
What do you need, weirdo?
I need a noun.
Did he call us weirdos?
Yeah,
a noun.
For me. A dog.
A dog. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
You too.
Wear green.
All right.
I will.
Or orange.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.
Static! Oh!
Sadness.
Well, we need a number, so I'm going to put 20,000, which represents
got a number on there, and it's 20,000.
20,000. Oh, okay.
What else do you need? We have a few people.
I need a noun.
We need a noun. What about horseshoes?
Okay.
My folks on Facebook are staying on task. They're staying on point.
Adjective.
I like it. Green. I guess that could be an adjective.
Okay.
Or non-alcoholic.
Oh, man.
You could put non-alcoholic.
I'll do that for another one.
Okay.
Static.
What do you need, locos?
Locos. Adjective.
How about a fry?
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 Fry, you know, like wake and alive. All that good stuff. S-P-R-Y.
Oh, spry.
Spry. We thought you were saying fry like a French fry.
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
We both...
That's a noun, and I would love one. Green chili cheese fries.
Green, wow, you just upped the ante there.
That sounds good, man.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Love you too, bro. Thanks for calling. Static.
Wow, you just upped the ante there.
Hello.
Man. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hi.
Give me a word.
You give me a word. I need an adjective.
Oh, my bad. Likely.
License.
Likely.
Likely. You're likely to not get the trivia answer.
Thanks
Love
for the
you.
Call. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys? What do you need?
A verb.
A verb.
Yeah. Why is our phone
hanging? Hey, say that one more time.
T-R-I-P.
Trip. Thank you.
Hey, and that 20,000?
Yep.
Is it 20,000 gallons of dye in the Chicago River?
Ooh, that's a really good guess.
Oh,
it's not correct,
that's not a really
good guess.
Thank you, though.
All right. You would think I would have done something that had to do with St. Patty's Day.
I know. It's not really anything
Static.
To do.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hola.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy.
Are you wearing green?
I'm actually not. I'm wearing orange.
I have orange, and then I also have green on my socks. Boom.
Okay. Did you get pinched yet?
I have not gotten pinched yet, and if they pinch me, I'll fight them back, because I'm wearing orange because I'm a Protestant, and Protestants are supposed to wear orange. Catholics wear green.
Really?
Yep.
What are
Welcome
you wearing?
Welcome to knowledge. What?
Did you get pinched yet? Because you will.
I have green on.
Yeah.
I have green
on. That's okay.
Too.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wear both. I think it's good to wear both.
I'm just that really nerdy guy who's like, yeah, check it out. Orange is symbolic of the Irish Protestants, and green is symbolic of Irish Catholics. That's why on the Irish flag, there's an orange stripe, a green stripe, and in the middle is the white stripe, because the white is for the hope of peace between Protestants and Catholics in Ireland. Boom. Knowledge.
An education morning.
What?
This is the education.
Bet you weren't
man.
Expecting that. I'm no idiot.
Yeah, if you tune in at 10 a.m., we've started a new segment that we call Math Hour, where Mitch, all she does is do math problems for 1 hour.
Yeah, equations. Oh, man.
Calculus, geometry, it's incredible. Trigonometry. Yeah. It's incredible.
You got a word for me?
I need a noun.
A noun. Healthcare,
okay.
Bye, guys.
That's perfect.
Bye.
Yep.
Speaking of a green program, because it's not, because it's new.
Yeah.
And it's it's not weathered.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. I still need some words. Wow, I need an adverb. Did anybody put
adverb
on?
Let's check it out. Boop, 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 boop. Not really.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No one did.
No adverbs, huh?
Nope.
Did anybody give a verb?
Yes, they're jumping.
Jumpingly.
Jumpingly? I don't know.
Is that an adverb? You just add L-Y to the end
Doug,
of it?
Doug, is it an adverb?
Jumply.
Jumpily?
Jumpily? Jumpingly.
Jumpingly? He says maybe.
Skiply.
We'll allow it. He'll allow it.
Hi, Steve-O, it's Nick.
Hey!
Back in the 505, baby.
What?
What?
I know.
Whoa.
I have an adverb for you.
Yes.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Clumsily.
Clumsily.
Clumsily. You gave us that word, clumsily.
Did I? I did. I did just now.
No, that's. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the word.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome back to the 505?
Thanks. Yeah. To the 505? Is that a question?
Where did you go?
To Iowa.
To Iowa.
Oh.
Oh, it's Nick! Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my gosh!
He just realized it. He put it on. He's real tired today. Give him a break.
Brody was up.
So am I.
Brody was up all night, bro.
Oh, but he's cute. It's a good thing that babies are cute. Otherwise, we would probably drown them.
Whoa.
The first night, they're up all night.
Okay, drowner of babies. I've never
I
met
got
you
four.
Before.
They all made it.
Say, there's no way. She has
said,
some great babies.
They've all made it.
Oh, my gosh. When are we all hanging out?
I don't know. Like the 10th annual Myers end of summer barbecue.
Ugh. Good grief.
You realize that's like 6 months away, you jerk.
Yes, but you have no idea how excited I am that this summer's not going to be like in the fifth circle of hell.
Oh, that's true.
That's what Iowa is. I've always wondered which circle it was.
Wow.
Didn't really know.
It's the fifth.
Got
depending on where you fall in the state.
No, I don't
anywhere
know.
Anywhere from the third to the eighth.
We have a listener named Lisa, and she's going to come after you because she loves Iowa. That's where she's from.
Can I put that as a noun, the fifth circle of hell?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Sweet.
What's David doing today?
Right now he's sleeping.
Oh, go wake him up.
Yeah, for real. No, don't do that.
Oh, I can't because I'm taking the oldest kid that didn't drown to school.
Good. Oh, that's good.
Proud of your
that's
children.
Good.
Yeah.
All
look
right.
out for the nitwit.
We're glad you're back, seriously.
You know, it's so good to be back. It really is.
We're going to hang out before August.
Yes, before August, before
okay.
September.
Okay, good. All right.
Now, Chrissy, hello.
I will. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Right.
Gosh, Nicole Myers. The Myers family is back in Albuquerque.
I'm happy about that.
She said she was back in the 505, and I'm like, okay. I didn't pick up on it.
That's great.
Static.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, you know?
Green.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I have a noun?
Leprechaun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Why are they giving me such hard words to spell?
Hey, I got a ton of words here on the Facebook.
Hey, spelling bee, spell leprechaun.
Oh, let me think about it a second. Leprechaun. Thank you to Crystal for posting that on Facebook.
Jerk. Oh, I need a noun.
What about pot of gold?
Okay.
There you go. Oh, Susan guessed on Facebook, 20,000 is how many people Jesus fed, including women and children.
Nope.
That's not it.
That's
Thank
good,
you, Susan, though.
That's a good guess. 20,000.
Michael says, 20,000, the new average cost for health care.
That is closer, because you'll need it.
And Josh says, 20,000 gold pieces?
Yeah, number of the day is 20,000, which is so obscure and random. We'll tell you what the number of the day means at the end of the show, because nobody will be able to guess it.
You need another noun?
I need a verb, actually.
A verb.
Yeah. Wow, we got a ton of comments on Facebook.
Yeah, we do. Get over to our Facebook and hang out, everybody.
Or you could always call us, 505-338-3700.
Let's do fed as a
fed?
Name. Thank you, Susan. Spell fed, F-E-D.
Yeah, I'm going to put feed, because that's past tense.
Feed.
Need a noun.
Noun, what about L7 Weenie?
What is that?
L7 Weenie! It's from the Sandlot!
Oh, my bad.
It's from the Sandlot! What country are you from?
Hey, it's Lisa from Iowa.
There
Hi,
you are.
Lisa from Iowa.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready for the defense of Iowa.
You know what? I wasn't paying real close attention, and all of a sudden I heard my name. Mm. Why am I going to be mad at her?
She said Iowa was the fifth circle of hell.
Yeah, they just moved from Iowa to Albuquerque, and they were excited to leave the fifth circle of hell.
Well, if you'd set the winter here, you'd say so, too.
You know what? We know.
Wait, winter? That doesn't make any sense, because I thought it was really warm in hell.
Nuh-uh, the Eagles came back.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Oh, that's right, and it froze over.
Boom!
It's Obscure Reference Day!
Hello! We all know it's not really the fifth circle of hell. It's actually the third. And that is your best defense. Thank you, Lisa!
Lisa, we need a word from you.
Okay, what do you need?
I need a noun.
Okay. Brisket.
Brisket.
Yeah.
Okay. Can do. That actually makes way more sense than you know.
Thank you for listening on Saturday, Lisa.
You betcha.
And every day from Iowa. That's far
That's
away.
Right.
She always tells me, she's like, I'm listening to you on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to know that when I do that show, it's for you, basically, because you're the only one I ever hear from.
Well, last weekend, or a week and a half ago, we were in Minneapolis, and I turned you on, and then I never heard you talking.
It's because...
That's because he forgot.
Yeah.
We were hanging out at home, and he goes, it's Saturday!
No! Yeah, we had a super busy Friday, and so it just got,
totally forgot.
Saturday got left behind.
Listen.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye. That's my fan.
Yep. Static.
I got one.
You got
word.
One. Word.
Word.
Adjective.
I'm going to have to go with... And then I want to make a guess on your 20,000 as well.
What did you say for the adjective?
Cool.
Cool. Hey, cool, cool, cool.
Cool.
And then is the 20,000 how many words a woman says in a day?
No, nope. But that's a good guess too, man.
It's
there's
actually
so many
27,000.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
Gone. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. See you, man. Final word of the day. Hello.
Okay, I got a couple guesses for the 20,000.
Okay.
How many people attended the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Ooh, that's a good guess. That's not it, though.
That's not it.
And another one also in the news recently, I think it was either White Sox or Red Sox, was charged a fine for $200 and he sent 20,000 pennies.
Ooh.
Oh, dang.
That's not it. But that's
but
a good one, too.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, the number of the day is 20,000. What does it stand for? Nobody's ever going to guess, and I'm just going to have to tell everybody at the end.
No one knows.
But I do need a verb, past tense.
Past tense verb. Slept.
Slept. All right.
S-L-E-P-P.
I like it. I like it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yeah, man, I was walking around on the ice, and I just slept right on it. Fell down.
Thanks to everybody who chimed in for Mad Lib Monday. Are you ready?
I will read this.
Are you going to? Should you do it? I feel like.
I don't have a good Irish voice. I'm
that's
not even
why.
Try.
Mateo?
Top of the morning to you.
Okay, good, 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 good. I feel like you have to. It's Mad Lib Monday.
I'll try it.
It's St. Patty's Day.
So
gosh.
Bad. So bad.
Okay, ready?
I'm so southern. Here's a sticky recipe for an upside down fiddle faddle. First, you preheat your dog to 20,000 degrees. Then you take a stick of horseshoes and melt it in 10-inch green. Skillet over spray flame.
What?
See? It's so good.
I don't understand.
You can't understand what I'm saying. It's perfect.
All right, start over. Just be normal.
Okay.
Gosh,
I tried to tell you.
I know.
You are tired,
oh.
And there's no way you could get that. Here is a sticky recipe for an upside-down fiddle faddle. First, you preheat your dog to 20,000 degrees.
Okay.
Doesn't matter what kind of dog.
All right.
Could be a Yorkie, pit bull, German Shepherd. Then you take a stick of horseshoes and melt it in a 10-inch green skillet over a very spry flame.
Okay.
You want that flame good and spry.
Yeah.
In a likely bowl trip, granulated health care and flour, stirring the mixture clumsily. Whoa. Add milk and the fifth circle of hell and beat rapidly with an electric leprechaun. Bake until your pot of gold is ready. After the cake cools, feed it from the L7 weenie and turn it upside down cool. Upside down cool sounds like a neat thing to say. Dude, upside down cool. Serve the cake warm with slept cream of small spoonfuls of brisket on top. Thank you, Lisa, for the brisket edition.
Oh, man.
That's
there it.
Is. That's the one.
That's it.
Hey, it was so good it was upside down cool, man.
We are inventing new slang.
Upside down cool.
That's right. Don't forget to use that electric leprechaun.
Electric leprechaun, fifth circle of hell.
Oh, man. Yep. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we got more trivia. It's St. Paddy's Day. We'll talk about some odd facts you probably didn't know about St. Patrick's Day. And some easy ones, like wearing orange instead of green. Or
that's
green
right.
Instead of orange, depending upon your faith persuasion.
Boom. And our intern, Doug, felt really sorry for us. So what he did is he got us a list, the 4 scientific ways to become luckier.
Yes, it is St. Paddy's Day, and 4-leaf clovers just aren't cutting in anymore for us.
Nope.
We each have one in our wallet. It's not working. We need to get luckier.
We do.
Wait.
We up all night to get lucky, and it's not working.
Oh! Awkward.
Thanks, Doug.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Doug.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Traffic report for you right now. It is 8. Well, it's almost 8:15.
Yeah.
On this fantastic St. Patrick's Day Monday morning. Not any accidents to report right now, but it does look like traffic is starting to get backed up over here on... Is this Paseo East? Like Paseo on the other side of 25 if you are going westbound. But then we have the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Also construction in Rio Rancho, Highway 528 between Southern Boulevard, Meadowlark Lane, and Northern Boulevard. And if you are eastbound on 40 before you get to the big interchange here in Albuquerque, traffic is starting to slow down. But it looks like nothing more than your typical Monday morning traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And if you'd like to help us,
bye-bye.
Partner with us, local businesses, Jeff.
Jeff.
Traffic brought to you by
Jeff.
Yeah. We don't care who you are. If you want to sponsor traffic, give us a call. 344-9146, the number here, or send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com, because we could always use your support. We are a listener-supported station.
We are.
It is St. Patrick's Day. Number for the day, 20,000.
20,000.
If you can guess that, man, we'll give you the prize closet. Not something from it.
We'll give you the closet.
Whole thing.
It has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to give you that tip.
There you go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yes, I wanted to try the $20,000 question.
$20,000? That's awesome.
I know. Is that how many calories a sumo wrestler eats a day?
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant. I love this. No, but that's a good one.
That would probably kill him.
Huh? That's
thank
a
you.
Lot of calories. All right, thank
you.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
It seems like that many calories would just kill a person.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
A day?
Well, yeah.
I give you a good 3 weeks, and then you're out.
Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, would it be the number of days you would be alive if this is your birthday and you turn 55?
That is a good guess.
Did you, like, do some math on that one? Is that real?
I did, yeah.
It's not.
That could be correct, but that's not what we're looking for.
Oh, I really wanted the whole prize closet.
The whole closet, man. Mitch left a jacket in here.
There's some brooms.
I mean, we're just going to start giving
this
away.
There's more than one broom in there.
Thank you so much for the call.
Okay. All right. Bye.
That's a good guess.
That is.
People are going for it. I feel like we need to do this more. 20,000. The answer may shock you. That's coming up a little later. But it is St. Patrick's Day. Question of the day. Any weird traditions that you rock for St. Patty's Day? My mom used to take me down to the convention center for corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I eat the corned beef and cabbage.
Funny thing about corned beef and cabbage.
Huh?
I don't think that's an Irish dish.
Really?
Seriously. I read an odd fact about St. Patrick's Day, and it said corned beef and cabbage or something like that was about as Irish as spaghetti and meatballs.
Really?
Yep.
Well, obviously, that's Irish, isn't it? Spaghetti O's?
Oh, man.
About as Irish as O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly! Halabala! Yeah, check it out.
Spaghetti O'Reilly.
Although a classic St. Patrick's Day meal, corned beef and cabbage is more American than Irish.
Wow.
Irish Americans in the 19th century were mostly poor. The most affordable meat available was corned beef, according to Cronin, who is some dude that knows a lot about it. And cabbage, it's a spring vegetable, and it's cheap.
All right, that's it.
There you go.
You know what?
So it started in America.
That kind of makes me mad.
Good old U.S. and A!
No! No!
Who are we calling?
You'll see.
I'm excited about these numbers that are being dialed. Guys, I posted on Facebook our question of the day. It's St. Patrick's Day. Do you have any traditions that you keep? Maybe you hang out with friends and fam. Maybe you just eat potatoes by yourself.
Yeah.
Tell us about them. Go to our Facebook.
Is Arizona on our time? Or are they an hour back?
You do it. You're asking
hello?
The wrong guy.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Doing well. You're on the air, so no cussing.
Yeah, this is me, too, Mateo.
Yeah.
Don't you cuss me.
You're on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, I am, am I?
Yeah, you are. You're live. Here's the thing. I've got some beef with you, Mom.
Oh, no.
Some corned beef, if you will.
Oh.
And I've got cabbage.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and
I was
talking about, remember how you used to take me like down to the convention center? We'd rock corned beef and cabbage and
yeah.
Nice little tradition. I miss you, by the way, because you're too far away for us to do that.
I know, so I miss you, too.
And I was really excited, and I was just talking to my dear friend Mateo here about said thing. And he just told me that you lied to me because
I didn't. Now, you're putting words in my mouth.
It turns out, Mother,
that
corned beef and cabbage is actually more American than
Irish.
And so we've been doing an American tradition, faking like it's Irish. I was duped, and I'd like to pretend like you were duped as well. But
hey, man, duped.
I feel like maybe you just manipulated that because you were lying to me.
You don't call your mom and accuse her of manipulating you.
She's Baptist.
Listen, Miss Dorothy, I'm sorry.
What it is
that corned beef and cabbage, that's what the poor Irish Americans in the 19th century had to eat because that's all that they could afford. So it's actually more of an American thing than it is Irish.
Oh, well, what do the Irish eat?
That's what they ate. That's all they could have. I guess people in Ireland just ate potatoes or something. I know there was a great potato famine at one point, and they drank a lot of beer.
And Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms.
Oh,
that might not be real, the last one.
Yeah. I'm not into the Lucky Charms, but, the corned beef and cabbage sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just stick with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I don't think we should break it now.
Yeah, okay. But it's a lie, Mom.
It's
a lie.
You can't just call your mom and tell her she lied to you.
Well, but she did.
Well, you don't call her on the air on St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mom. I love you.
Thank you, honey. Maybe I can find some corned beef and cabbage today.
No, it's a lie, Mom. Don't take the blue pill. Gosh.
Well, what am I?
Well, what am I going to eat?
Nothing. Guinness and Lucky Charms.
No, gosh. Okay.
It's Irish.
We've got to go.
Imperial. Mom.
We need to get out of here.
No?
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for
letting me wake you up. I love you so much, Mother.
I love you too, honey.
You're my favorite mom I've ever had.
I'm so glad. You're my.
You're about to say favorite son. Go ahead, say it. I know you love me more than Scott. It's okay.
Say it.
Just say it, Mom. It's okay. He's not even listening. He's a heathen. Scott, he doesn't listen to this station.
No, he's not. I love you. I've loved you the longest.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
I love you, Mama. All right. Love you.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. Okay.
I can't believe you would call your mom on a day like today.
Well, you know, I just feel like we've been lied to.
It's St. Patrick's Day. You don't call your mom and accuse her of lying to you your whole life, especially over something stupid as corned beef and cabbage.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Uh-huh. I'm kind of paying attention to you, I promise.
What are you dialing now?
Nothing to worry about.
Mr. Dial Man over here. Mr. Dialtone, look
Sorry.
At me.
It's, you know, St. Patty's Day, I just feel like we got to clear the airwaves, and you know, I don't feel like I'm the only one that was lied to here. So
you
I
were
just,
the only one that
you know,
was lied
to. Calling people to keep them accountable for their actions.
No, don't call anybody. See how this goes.
Uh-huh.
Do you even know what you've done?
Nope. Please answer the
Hello?
Mama!
Snap.
Mama!
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Do you have your green on?
No!
I have orange on.
Are you Catholic?
Mama, did you know?
This is real.
And we're on air, so don't say any cuss words.
Oh. No cussing.
Okay.
Our moms, man.
Did you know that green is for Irish Catholics and orange is for Irish Protestants?
That's right. And the white in the flag is for peace between Protestants and Catholics so they stop killing each other.
So Don had a good idea, and I actually wore both today. I wore orange and green.
Yep. He's confused.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. Now
but
you
it's
know.
Okay if you wear either one.
Now, here's the thing, Mama Lot. I just called my mom and confronted her because turns out she's been lying to me my whole life, and I feel like the same is true
I have
with
something
you.
To say.
So we just had confrontation time.
You ready?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Steve-O makes me watch R-rated movies.
No, I don't.
What am I supposed to do?
Okay, Matthew, just say no.
I can't. I live in his house.
What is happening?
What am I supposed to do? You said confrontation time, so I'm doing it. We didn't really have any St. Patrick's Day traditions.
You guys never had
we
corned
beef
and cabbage?
We just, okay. Did we?
Oh, so you're Catholic.
Yeah.
Okay.
If by Catholic you mean universal.
I didn't realize you guys were raised Catholic in Mississippi. Are there Catholics in Mississippi?
There are a few.
Okay.
Yeah, my Aunt Kathy had a Catholic wedding, and it was crazy, and I put my little sister's shoe in the holy water.
Okay.
That's a different story for a different day.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Are you doing anything special today for St. Patty's Day?
No, I'm really not doing anything special at all. I'm just working.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's special. Some people don't have jobs.
Mama, I have another thing about St. Patrick's Day that you need to know. Because supposedly St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Making him the hero of our family.
Yeah.
But that's not true either.
What?
He didn't really do that.
Oh, no.
I feel like
I don't know if I can take any more.
When we wear green in our family, we're celebrating New Zealand because there are no native snakes to New Zealand, which makes it the promised land.
Well, I was really glad to hear that.
I know. Yeah. I sent my mom and dad a video about snakes the other day.
Oh, okay.
And at the end it said, if you don't like snakes, you should move to New Zealand. And I said, why don't we move to New Zealand? Well, we can't.
It's pretty far away.
It is far away, and we can't afford it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. And we have our own little piece of promised land right here in Morville, Mississippi.
Aww.
We need to have a visit from two special people, though, sometime soon.
Steve-O said he wasn't going to come visit.
Stop it right now.
He said he didn't want to.
I never said that.
He said the trees were too green.
He is putting words in my mouth. I said no such
thing. You know what?
What?
We would love to have the five of them come visit when you and Dawn come home.
Look at that.
You are welcome to bring them.
You see how sweet she is?
I know.
And you just don't want to go.
I want to go.
Terrible person.
I'm just weird about the South and about the flag and the weird racism.
He's scared.
It's real.
He's scared he's going to catch racism like a disease.
Yeah, I don't want that.
An airborne illness.
Are you sure?
It's something that is getting rectified.
I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, you would be safe.
Okay.
I promise.
Okay.
Our house wasn't a racist house.
Yeah.
Our house was, it was a welcoming place all people.
That's good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are y'all doing special for St. Patrick's Day?
Nothing.
Guinness and Lucky Charms is what Matt told my mom. So.
He said that we have to drink all the beer in the world.
That's what Matt said. And I said, I'm a Baptist gentleman. I will not partake in that, Matthew. And he's like, R-rated movies and Guinness. And I'm like, who are you?
You see what he's doing, Mommy? He's trying to make me into a bad guy.
You started it. You started this whole stupid conversation.
I think both of y'all just kind of bounce off each other.
We really do. I'm pretty sure. Here's my real question.
Okay.
Are you my mom? Were we separated at birth?
You don't call somebody's mom and say, "Are you my mom?"
Well, you and I are pretty much
the same
human.
Maury Povich.
This weird carbon copy. We are absolutely the same person. And
it's
feel like maybe we needed to confront my mom and your mom at the same time because maybe it's just the same person.
Was there cloning?
You can be honest. We're old enough now that we
can handle it. Which one is the clone? I need to know.
Hey, listen. The truth is the truth. And the truth is what you know it to be.
Boom. That's how parenting works.
Thanks, Morpheus.
That's from The Matrix.
Yes. Momphius?
Momphius.
Yes.
Hey.
We could milk life, you know?
Oh, milk life.
There you go.
See?
Boom.
Hashtag milk life.
Hashtag milk life.
I love you, Mama.
I love you, too. Aww. Y'all have a good day.
Bye. You too, Mom a lot. Oh, she's such a wonderful person.
I know.
Here's what we need to make sure everybody does today.
What?
Call your mother.
Call your mom.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Pretend like that's an excuse to call her. And just call her anyways because it's your mother.
And if you can't call her, call me.
On the way, some more odd facts about St. Patrick's Day and a possible winner. Number for the day, 20,000. Tell us what that means. Good luck. It's obscure. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Hey!
All right, we got another fantastic Monday for you.
Monday, hey, Monday, Monday. My nose is completely stuffed up, and I'm still here to talk to you.
The selections are in. The Lobos coming in at a 7 seed, taking on number 10 Stanford. That's going on at 11:40 a.m. on Friday. 11:40 a.m. on Friday.
That's when they play.
We're going to miss the game because we're going to be working.
Maybe we could.
Because we're going to be working.
Maybe. What? Maybe we'll get satellite feed in here.
Is this a satellite?
Is this a satellite?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, anyway, I'm back. I've taken some cold medicine, but it hasn't exactly kicked in yet. Now here's Steve.
I can't.
It's me again here. Still got a stuffed up nose. It's been approximately 30 seconds since I last spoke with you. I'm going to throw it over to my intern, Doug. Hey, Doug. He just gave me a thumbs up. He's obviously sick, too. All right, now here's the weather. Today it's going to be sunny. High of 70 around 4 p.m. when I go to CrossFit, so that's going to suck.
Are you serious? 70 around.
That's what it said on the weather report.
It's 41 degrees right now. Yeah, high of 70.
When I woke up, it was 32. That's almost a 40-degree jump.
Yeah, it's mostly sunny. Windy, highs in the 60s to mid-70s, actually.
Woo!
Winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 30 in the afternoon. Gusts up to 45 miles per
hour. I know they're going to have me running today, so that's fine.
What is that?
I'm also very happy about the dry air. Hey, it looks like we have a phone call. Let's go to the phone lines.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gosh.
Hey, Mateo.
Hey.
I just had this crazy idea.
No.
Like this is probably one of the best ideas I've ever had.
Wow.
You should get into radio.
No. No.
Like you're clever. You think quick on your feet. to come up with silly voices. I'm just saying, people might like this.
You've obviously never seen me walk down the street. I'm very clumsy on my feet and not quick at all.
Gosh.
I am quickest to fall down on my face. Thank you. Here's Steve.
All right, everybody. Today is going to be a fantastic day. It is 8:41 now. Don't forget, it is St. Patrick's Day. So we're going to be talking a little bit about St. Patty's and your traditions you have.
We've also got some great music coming up. We got Cutlass, Toby Mac. We've got the Newsboys.
No, we do
not. Is this? Wait.
No.
I just switched stations. Weird.
No, we do not.
Got super positive in here.
No!
It's what started happening. Oh. It was strange.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
And Skillet. All right, let's get to the music. Have a great day. And hey, let's focus on this. 30-day Christian music challenge.
Shut up.
If you can do it for 30 days and not want to run your car off a bridge, then we'll give you a prize. Just call in.
I'm sorry. I got carried away in the moment. I got carried away in the moment. There's no other explanation.
Oh, man. The number for the day is 20,000. We've had some interesting guests this morning as to what that means. We'll tell you at the end of the show because I'm not explaining it yet.
You're not going to get it.
It is NCAA tournament time. The brackets get there. You can sign up for it. And guess what?
What?
If you get a perfect bracket this year, Warren Buffett and Quicken is offering $1 billion.
Good grief. I should do it. Here's why.
A billion.
I don't care anything about it, and
gosh.
I would be the one to win.
Oh, that would. I feel like it's impossible.
Nope. I'll tell you why I'd win, because my boy Doug got me the 4 scientific ways to become luckier.
Oh, really?
So we need to talk about it.
All right, let's
this
talk
is how
about
we're going to win the bracket. Doug,
okay.
Well done.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy at first, everyone, but how in the world can you possibly become luckier? I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
It turns out luck isn't chance and magic.
Ah.
Which we all know, that's how I live my life. Reason and magic. For more about that, tune in to Theology Thursdays. Thursdays at 9 a.m. here on Static Radio.
That's right.
There's a science behind this, mm-hmm. this luck that people talk about. An author named Richard Wiseman, was he there? Probably not. In his book, Luck Factor, he explains 4 principles you can use to increase luck in your life. Number 1, maximize your opportunities.
What does that even mean?
Maximize them. Okay. It makes intuitive sense. If you lock yourself in your house, how many exciting, serendipitous things are going to happen to you? Short of the toilet bursting, probably not many. Lucky people create, notice, and act upon the chance opportunities in their lives. Let's talk about some certain personality types that are luckier because they tend to create scenarios that maximize opportunities and thereby increase luck.
Is it really luckier?
Let's talk about it. We're
going to
figure. This is science. This is part of the method.
Okay, sorry.
We have to talk about it.
Science.
Science. Who is more lucky? People who are extroverted are more lucky. More time with others, more interesting possibilities. So if you prefer to sit in your hovel at home, maybe you live in a cave or under a rock, you're probably not going to get very, you know, lucky in this world.
This isn't science.
Connotations aside.
I feel like this is basic math.
People who aren't neurotic. If you are very strange or anxious, if you look at the sky and wonder, when's it going to fall on me? You're probably not going to get very lucky in this world.
Yeah.
Because you're too busy worried about the sky falling on your head.
Okay.
People who are open to new experiences. If you like to live in the past, maybe you're deathly afraid of technology. You're afraid that the government is going to track you, even though we can't find a freaking airplane.
Right.
Maybe you're not going to experience a lot of lucky scenarios in this life.
Did you just, like, down some coffee like you were amped?
I'm neurotic. In the end, it's your behavior that matters. By acting more extroverted,
I see what you're doing
less
now.
Neurotic, and more open, you can increase luck. So what I'm doing being really extroverted.
I feel like you're just scaring people.
No. Okay. Everybody's listening to me.
I
have a platform, and I will use it. You got to listen to your hunches. This is number 2. Number 1, maximize opportunity. Number 2, listen to hunches.
Okay.
What I like to do is stare into a magical bag with these 2 rocks in it. I call them Henry and Roy. And so I look in there and I'm like, Henry,
What's up today? He doesn't speak back. He's just a rock. Luckily for me, Roy is a magic rock, and he talks to me every day. Listening to my hunches. That's what I do. I call the rocks my hunches. Lucky people act on their intuitions across many areas of their life. Lucky people make successful decisions by using their intuition and gut feeling.
Yep.
Also, Henry and Roy, the lucky rocks. Lucky people take more steps to boost their intuition as well. Okay?
Okay.
They're more likely to respond to problems by meditating.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people are very comfortable with that. Clearing their mind, coming back to the problem later, or finding a quiet place to think about it. Again, this isn't something innate or unchangeable.
Okay.
If you want to increase luck in your life, you got to go with your gut more often.
Mm.
If you're one of those people whose gut constantly says, hey, look, there's a box of donuts. I feel like I should eat it. Don't go with your gut. Your hunches are wrong.
Roy and Henry are deceiving you.
Your hunches are going to lead to you eating more food, increasing the size of your haunches.
Right.
And you're going to be too fat to walk.
That's my t-shirt that I just made up that I'm going to start selling. No, hunches lead to more lunches.
Hunches to lunches to haunches.
Yeah.
To bad death. All right, number one was maximize opportunity.
Oh, my gosh.
Number
we're just
two
on three?
Is listen to hunches. There's only four.
Oh,
number three,
gosh.
This is a sermon.
I want to punch myself.
Number three,
face.
Expect good fortune. That's right, luck.
This all just sounds like being positive.
Plain
like
and simple, it's
PMA.
Optimism.
Okay.
Being positive.
PMA.
Keeping it super posy out there. You know what I'm saying. You're more likely to try new things, follow through on opportunities, and have them succeed if you believe that they'll work out well. At CrossFit, It says on the board, it says, if you think you can or you can't, that's what's going to happen.
Wait. Okay.
So if I think I can do it,
yeah.
I'm more likely going to be able to do it.
It's a little engine that could.
It's like when you, yeah. When
I think
you
I
have,
can.
We have to jump up on these wooden boxes.
Right.
24 inches off the ground.
Wow.
2 feet. And they say you have to look where you're going to jump because if you just like don't.
Right.
You're more likely going to hit your shins on that box and bust your leg open. Doug, that's not fun. You're not maximizing your opportunity by hitting your shin on the box.
This is true.
You're maximizing your opportunity to give the hospital more of your money.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O knows about
Obamacare.
It. Anyway, on average, lucky people thought that there was about a 90% chance of having a great time on their next holiday.
Okay.
And an 84% chance of achieving at least one of their lifetime ambitions. Lucky people have grit. True grit. The original and the remake. They got both of them. Lucky people attempt to achieve their goals even if their chances of success seem slim and persevere in the face of failure. Positivity.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
There it is.
Hashtag all your Instagram photos with blessed.
Be optimistic. Persevere. Funny as it sounds, believe you're lucky and you're more likely to actually be lucky. Number four, this is the last one. So number one, maximize opportunities. Number two, listen to hunches.
Gosh.
Number three, expect good fortune. And number four, turn bad luck into good. Now this is something we can actually listen to.
This is real.
This is a good
science.
Point.
Gosh.
Okay? Lucky people aren't always lucky. You can talk to Pharrell about his hat if you want a good example.
Yeah.
But they handle adversity differently than unlucky people.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up. Get knocked down. Get back up again. Toby Mac. Not on this station. Lucky people see the positive side of their bad luck. Okay? Lucky people are convinced that any ill fortune in their lives will, in the long run, work out for the best.
This all sounds biblical.
Well, lucky people do not dwell on their ill fortune.
Uh-huh.
Lucky people take constructive steps to prevent more bad luck in the future.
Right.
So if you're trying something, it's not working, guess what? Quit trying it. Change up your method or change your goals.
PMA.
PMA. Hashtag. PDA. Don't do it.
No, PMA.
PDA is bad on this campus.
Positive mental attitude.
It's not public display of affection.
No, it's PDA.
PDA.
PMA.
How do you respond to disappointment, Steve-O?
I usually just go home and cry to my wife.
You prefer to give up,
uh-huh.
Get gloomy, and lock yourself in the house?
Yeah.
And hope the world... We'll just give you better opportunities.
Tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know.
But here's the thing.
Probably not, though.
You need to imitate lucky people when things don't go your way.
So dumb.
Not only did Wise Man, the guy that did this study, this very scientific study about magic, not only did Wise Man find that lucky people have these qualities in common, he was able to make unlucky people more lucky by having them apply the ideas. In total, Doug, 80% of people who attended luck school said that their luck had increased. On average, these people estimated that their luck had increased by more than 40%.
Here's what I would not do.
What?
Don't take this scientific study and go off to, like, Vegas because you're like, I'm going to win $1 million.
Yeah.
I'm going to play craps and win.
Well,
I have a feeling it's not going to work out for you, because here's what you can do, though. When you lose all of your money, you can have a better attitude.
You can have a good attitude. You can say, well, I started at the bottom, now I'm here. And you can get back up again. Hashtag blessed.
Coming up, some more odd facts about St. Patrick's Day. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we will get to the number of the day, 20,000. What does it mean? We'll tell you all about that in the 9 o'clock hour. House of Heroes on the way back. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Happy St. Paddy's Day. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hello, hello.
Steve-O Mateo with you.
You know, we got Avril Lavigne playing in the background. Did you know, Steve-O, that she is coming through town with Backstreet Boys?
What?
This summer.
How do you know that?
I know many things, but I shouldn't. I know many, many things, sir.
I don't know how to feel right now about
that. I just told you I had a bag.
Wow.
Henry and Roy in there, and they tell me stuff. They tell me secrets.
Oh, man. It is Monday. It is the 17th of March, which means St. Paddy's Day. Dude, spring kicks off Thursday.
Spring!
What is going on?
The Got some seasonal equinox.
Odd facts about St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that blue was the original color associated with St. Patrick?
I had heard that.
Yeah. I guess for centuries, both St. Patrick and Ireland were closely associated with the color blue, not green.
Ooh.
Eventually, green took over. No one is entirely sure why. It's possible that it was because people started wearing green shamrocks in their hair. You don't see too many blue shamrocks.
You don't.
Yeah.
You
so,
don't.
The most historic example of green's rise to power took place during the 1798 Irish Rebellion, when local soldiers dressed in all green on St. Patrick's Day in order to draw attention to their cause.
Nice.
Yeah.
What about this? Today's leprechauns, usually rosy-cheeked, boozy little men in green attire, come from Irish folklore.
Really?
The first recorded mention of a leprechaun goes back to the 8th century, coming from the word lecoupon. Lecoupon.
Lecoupon.
I think it's lecorpan or something.
Sounds like a website you go to get deals.
Meaning little body. To describe water spirits, according to John and Caitlin Matthews in the Element Encyclopedia of Magical Creatures.
Huh.
Another possible origin is the Irish god Lu, whose Welsh variant is known as one of the three golden shoemakers. Then there's also the Irish fairy Cluricon, a cunning spirit who haunts cellars, drinks, smokes, and plays tricks. This is according to the Matthews's. Cluricane Con was popularized in an 1825 publication called Fairy Legends.
Not to be confused with Genghis Khan, who loved Twinkies.
And was real.
Yeah.
He'll get you.
The shortest St. Patrick's Day parade is in Dripsy Cork, Ireland.
Woo!
Yeah, obviously in Chicago, they dye the river green. Dublin has an entire festival, lasts a week, draws over 1 million tourists. But
wow,
most people probably don't know the smallest St. Patrick's Day Parade is in a little town called Dripsy in Southern Ireland. It lasts just 23 meters. Takes place in between the town's two pubs. Or at least it used to. Unfortunately, one of the pubs closed in 2007.
No!
Yeah. It's probably the one that they started at because they all walked to the other pub. And they're like, hey, where are you going?
This one's better.
Yeah.
I'm staying here.
Yep. So no clue how that works now, but lots of stuff for St. Patrick's Day. It's an official holiday.
Yeah, it is.
But not in America.
Ah, well.
Yeah. Ireland is obviously one of them where it is celebrated. There's only three countries in the world that officially celebrate it as a public holiday.
There you go.
Here's the randomness about this.
Let me hear it.
The Canadian province of Newfoundland and Labrador is one.
Okay.
and the Caribbean island of Montserrat. Yeah. Montserrat. They celebrate St. Patrick's Day as an official public holiday, which is really, really weird. Actually, it's not, because they were an island nation founded by Irish settlers, so that's why they celebrate.
Nice.
So there you go. Yeah, three countries in the entire world. That's it. We are not one of them. So no, you can't take the day off, bruh.
I won't. I won't take the day off.
Okay, cool. There you go. Number for the day, 20,000.
20,000. What does it mean?
I know.
I do too.
Okay. If you'd like to take a guess at it, 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That is our number for the day. If you can guess, we'll give you the internet.
You will win a substantial prize.
Yeah, we have like 60 old AOL discs. We're just going to give them away.
You've got mail. So.
Do you remember those?
Yeah,
like, in the mail every day? I was like, gold!
My dad was like, you never put those in the computer, ever. Because it'll automatically sign us up, and we'll have to pay for it.
Oh, it's the worst.
So what did I do?
Of course you did. Oh, gosh.
It didn't automatically sign us up.
Matthew. Well, it is 9:17, which means we got to take a quick peek at traffic.
My favorite leprechauns are the EL Fudge Gang.
Those aren't leprechauns. I thought they were just elves.
Gnomes?
No, they're elves.
Elves and gnomes and leprechauns are the same thing.
Elvish leprechaun
elf.
Fudge. EL Fudge. Elf.
Elf.
Oh! I just...
What?
I figured
out your point before you did. That is ridiculous. Right now, the city of Albuquerque is looking green. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Green is also for go, and that's what everybody's doing. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo and construction up in Rio Rancho. Highway 528 between Southern Boulevard, Meadowlark Lane, and Northern Boulevard. Doug, did you hit that construction up in Rio? No, he didn't. Doug actually lives in Berlin. So if you ever want to stalk him and kill him, he lives in Berlin.
Oh, my gosh. Our intern, Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the next room just staring at us. It's kind of weird.
He's got his hands up. He's saying, why did you tell people? Do you want me to give him the whole
address? Why?
7394 million.
Tell him that it's human nature.
It's human nature, Doug.
That's why.
It's elvish nature, Doug. E.L. Fudge.
You that
what is it? The movie Elf that he talks about the different roles you can have.
Can I finish
Is a leprechaun a mutated elf? We'll decide in a minute. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by mutated leprechauns.
Yeah, elves.
And Solomon's Forge.
So, Pope, why you gonna do it
today?
I need more coffee.
Oh, man. 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. Random phone call, go.
20,000. Is that your odds in becoming a canonized saint?
A canonized saint? Wow.
Ma'am,
that's
a really
good guess.
My odds are much worse than that.
Yeah, that's incorrect, but that's a really rad guess. I like that.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless you.
We saw Vikings last night.
Vikings.
Speaking of saints,
we watched last week's episode. The Vikings were upset at the Bishop Man.
It's getting really interesting.
It is interesting because I learned there is a podcast that I listen to. Tim showed it to me. It's something about history. I can't remember the name of it, and I had to take that app off my phone to make room for the update. Anyway, it talked all about like the Visigoths, which were basically the Vikings coming down into the British Isles and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're watching. So it's very interesting for me to watch that because you see how they came in, you know, and they're totally like Viking.
Yeah.
So it's Odin, it's Thor, it's Loki, Frigga, it's all of those gods.
Who
you
is
know?
Frigga?
I thought that was his wife.
Oh, I don't know.
Right? Isn't that Odin's wife?
No.
Anyway, they come down, and then they encounter Christianity in the British Isles, and slowly it got into the Visigoth religion, and then eventually they changed. They switch over eventually, but what...
Spoiler alert! Yeah, I didn't know that!
Read a history book!
Oh, I'm watching the History Channel TV show so I don't have to read!
You can't read.
You jerk! Okay. Gosh, I had no idea!
No, it happens.
Oh.
How do you... Never mind. Anyway, we're watching it slow. I believe that's what's happening with one of the characters. It's slowly starting to take root. Because you're seeing attitudes and actions change. It's a really interesting... Man, that show gets It gets kind of crazy, though. Mm-hmm. That's another one to be careful watching. It's on the History Channel, but it's like, whoa!
Mm-hmm. Speaking of changes, I've got something scientific for us that could really help us.
Okay.
You know?
I love it.
The Vikings went into this new land and discovered new things.
Yeah.
Well, a new invention helping you. Because, let's be honest.
Okay.
There are few things in this world more frustrating than when you're at the grocery store and you realize you forgot to check if you had eggs.
Oh.
Right?
I know about it.
I love this. The Egg Minder. The Egg Minder is a smart egg tray that actually tracks how many eggs you have left in your fridge and how old they are based upon when you put them in the egg finder.
Oh.
Egg Minder, whatever.
Egg finder, minder.
It wirelessly links to your smartphone so you can check in any situation, including at the grocery store.
What?
Yeah.
So Eggfinder.com.
When the tray is opened, a blinking LED light signals you to the oldest egg in the bunch. When that egg is removed, a new light will appear beside the next longest egg that's been sitting there. It also alerts you with a notification when you're running low on eggs or when your eggs are about to expire. It's not cheap for this technology, but it got me thinking about how much would you pay for something like this?
For my egg minder, I would probably pay at least $3,000 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Because eggs are very important.
Okay.
Are they dinosaur eggs? I would pay $5,000.
No.
If it was a dinosaur egg, there is no $1,000 a day, $10,000 a day, and people would pay it.
This technology would set you back $50.
I can't handle it.
In lieu of $3,000 a month, that seems pretty reasonable.
That's nothing for me. I am
for this
so rich.
Eggnology, if you will.
Eggnology. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, I got a theme song to play.
Oh, okay.
In keeping with our very gnomish discussion.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if you remember this. Turn it up. Look around you.
There are many things to see. I have no idea what
Just
this is.
Just listen. Turn it up.
Gosh.
If you're out there and you know this, you're going crazy right now. Did you never see that show?
No, dude.
Oh. Doug?
What is this show?
Wait till the end.
Phone call.
They have to listen. Hey, you have to listen. Hang on.
What is this?
It's about to answer it for you. Let it play. We're talking about leprechauns. In every wish and dream and happy hope, you will find the kingdom of the gnome.
Oh, my gosh.
David the Gnome. Nobody?
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Is 20,000 the number of people that the one-man parade drew in?
No, no, that is not it.
No, okay.
TJ!
What?
Happy birthday to Gideon.
Listen, thank you.
Did you ever watch David the Gnome?
No.
It came on Nick Jr.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
David the Gnome was
no
an
clue.
Excellent cartoon in the 80s. If
Thanks
you
call,
if you
TJ.
Ever watch David Gosh. The Gnome, call in right now.
No!
We'll give
Thanks,
you a prize.
I've never even heard of this cartoon.
No, you've not heard of it.
You come up with some of the most obscure stuff.
I know. It was on a little-known channel called Nickelodeon. Am I the only one that ever watched it? I'm sorry. It came on right after Babar and before Eureka's Castle.
Gosh.
David the Gnome. All right.
Boom. Thank you.
Heck yeah, that was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid.
It was the adventures of a wizened old gnome and his wife and their fox, whose name was Swift.
And gnome kisses were like Eskimo kisses. They would rub their noses together.
Oh, it's my true. Gosh.
Thank you.
That sounds like the dumbest.
It was great. Go to line two.
Thank
We've got another supporter.
What? Nope, there's only one.
They'll come back.
You and one other dude in the Travelocity gnome watched it. That was it.
That was a funny show.
It wasn't
funny.
I've never even heard
of this. It was a
this.
Very serious cartoon. It really was. It was like, man, there's a lot of drama.
It was a very serious cartoon. It was about a gnome and his
You'll
fox.
Never know because you won't watch it. It was... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot. We only watch really serious shows about zombie apocalypses. It was about a gnome and his fox!
Oh, man. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's
David
Day.
David the Gnome?
Hello.
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 Hey, I'd like to back the topic truck up and go to 20,000 is the number of times that I've seen Vikings on VeggieTales, which is also a cliff notes of Vikings. So if you want to know anything about Vikings, just watch that show, bro.
You got
it. I don't want to ruin it though, so I can't watch the VeggieTales Vikings because it'll ruin the ending of this TV show.
Which is probably way cooler.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Cheers. Happy St. Patty's Day.
I like it when people cheers us.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Yes. It's St. Patty's Day. We're supposed to have a ton of trivia for you today.
Well, we have some. We have an unbeatable trivia question.
We really do. 20,000. It's the number of the day. Gosh, there's no way.
Okay, we're talking about, you know, like St. Patrick's Day. So Guinness. Guinness is the beer of choice, I guess.
Which apparently, I didn't realize that Guinness, is this what you were about to say?
Maybe. Go ahead.
The beer maker Guinness is also who is responsible for the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's not what I was going to say.
Okay.
But Guinness, they have an incredible story. It was the way that they got... Anyway, we got a phone call. I want to tell everybody the Guinness story. It's super interesting.
Okay. Static.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
I saw in the news that around 20,000 was the number of people that attended the parade in New York.
No, but that's good.
That's not it. That's good.
That's good. That might be it, but that's not ours.
Right on.
All right.
Right on.
There's like a lot of reasons why 20,000 is the number for the day, apparently.
It is.
Okay, tell us your weird story.
So Guinness is started way back. I guess Arthur Guinness, the guy that started the whole thing, he's been brewing ales, or he started in 1759.
Wow, he's old.
Yeah, this goes way, way back.
Sir Arthur Guinness, he also played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the original Star Wars.
That was a different long, long time ago. A different galaxy.
That was also Sir Alex Guinness.
That was very far away.
Yeah.
Very, very far away.
I thought I had it. My bad.
Now, this is coming from Relevant Magazine. This is where I originally read the article.
Okay.
So I've had to search it because I don't want to mess it up, because that's what I usually do when I tell stories. Mess it up. Somehow I always find myself in the heroic role.
Do you want me to see if you have one more David the Gnome supporter?
Yes.
Because the phone lines are jammed.
Okay.
Static.
Yeah, 20,000 is... I think it was approximate fans that went to watch the Lobos play.
Ooh.
I think you're probably right about that, but that's not the right answer.
That's good.
Great. Good. Well, you guys have a good day.
You too. Go Lobos.
See you later. Okay, so picture a young man.
Yes.
Sitting in a large cathedral in Ireland with his wife and his small children. So picture Doug.
Okay.
And he's sitting there with his wife. Doug, you've got kids. Congratulations. He lives around the time of our founding fathers, and he is a rising entrepreneur in Dublin.
Okay.
His name is Arthur Guinness. Not Doug. And he is a brewer, and it is hard to exaggerate just how important beer was to the people of Guinness's day.
Okay.
He lived at a time when no one understood microorganisms and how disease was spread.
Okay.
They routinely drank from the same waters in which they dumped their garbage and their sewage, unknowingly polluting the rivers and lakes around their cities. People died, of course. And this made nearly everyone in Guinness's day avoid water entirely. Instead, they drank alcoholic beverages. Okay.
So I never knew any of this.
This is a little bit of history lesson on what's happening.
Okay.
So we're imagining the society. We're imagagining, you know, naturally there's a ton of drunkenness because, of course, people are avoiding water.
Right.
So as Arthur Guinness sat in church on the day we are imagining, he was a successful brewer in Dublin selling a drink throughout the city that made people healthier and helped them avoid the excesses of the hard liquor that had done so much damage for so many decades.
Oh,
because
okay.
It was like killing, literally and figuratively, like killing the culture in Ireland, I guess. What made this Sunday so special in his life? He was about to hear John Wesley, who was in town. Wesley was the founder of the Methodist Church. He started a small group at Oxford University from which a great revival grew. Wesley and his friends wanted simply to be good Christians, to perfect holiness, as they say. And so as they preached the gospel, they gave to the poor, visited prisoners, raised money to serve the needy. Whole cities are getting changed by this dude and his merry band of men.
Okay.
We don't know what he preached that day, but we can know a few things. Wesley would have called the congregation at St. Patrick's to God, of course, but he also would have had a special message for men like Guinness. It was something he taught wherever he was. Earn all you can, save all you can, give all you can, he would have insisted. Your wealth is evidence of a calling from God, so use your abundance for the good of mankind. On this Sunday, and on other occasions when he heard Wesley speak, Arthur Guinness got the message. He also got to work. Inspired by Wesley's charge, Guinness poured himself in founding the first Sunday schools in Ireland.
Wow!
He gave vast amounts of money to the poor, sat on the board of a hospital designed to serve the needy, and bravely challenged the material excesses of his own social class. He was nearly a one-man army of reform.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. Also, he would employ the people in the town, and poverty was crazy, and it was like a depression. This guy, he had such a high value on what he was doing because he was doing it unto God. He never lowered their wages. So if you worked at the Guinness factory, like, you were great.
And this is in the 1700s.
This is way back when. Yeah, see, they bettered the society by bettering the lives of their employees. They started by paying better wages than any other employer in Ireland. They then decided they should provide an entire slate of services to improve the lives of their workers. With the passing of decades, they became one of the most generous, life-changing employers the world has ever known.
That's incredible.
Yeah, if you want more information about this, I'll post it on our timeline. I realize that it's about beer, but it is St. Patrick's Day, and Guinness is the official beer
of
the holiday.
I never knew anything about Arthur Guinness, his story, how it started.
Mm-hmm.
It's also interesting because it may or may not correlate to the number of the day.
Oh.
20,000 is the number for the day.
It kind of does.
Static. Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
We lost you.
I said hello.
He sounds angry.
He does. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to keep it going. It is St. Patrick's Day. 20,000 number for the day.
Woohoo!
Coming up, we got some Switchfoot. We got a culture shock. Right now, it's Thrice on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
.41 now on your Monday. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. It is St. Patrick's Day, and we are celebrating with fun, frivolity, and a bunch of stupid facts.
Yeah. Yeah, including the number for the day, 20,000. In 3.5 minutes, I'll share that with you.
Yeah.
I will share the answer.
We've got a ton of just crazy, like, folklore facts.
It kind of coincides with the latest article you posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is St. Patty's Day. So, found some interesting stories, including one from Relevant Magazine based upon Arthur Guinness, the founder of the Guinness Brewery.
Because Guinness is the official beer of Ireland.
And what that has to do with our faith, it's a very interesting story. It really is. Also found a very interesting story about a character.
Yeah.
His name was David.
David the gnome. Yeah.
He was 15 centimeters in height.
Yep.
6 inches.
Yep.
Apparently weighed between 8 and 10 ounces.
He did.
Depending on the gnome body mass, of course, according to their habitat. Different types of gnomes are distinguished. The ones of the forest, ones of the garden, ones of the farm, ones of the house, ones of the dunes, those of Siberia, the nomadic gypsy gnomes.
Those are jerks.
Very serious History Channel type show.
Yeah, Roy and Henry talk about the gnomes all the time.
A gnome's lifespan, I guess, is apparently 400 years.
Yeah.
I've figured out why you are such a hippie.
Why?
If this was one of your favorite cartoons when you were a kid.
This is the tip of the iceberg, my friend.
They live in caves. They live under trees. Their diet is vegetarian. They're helped by animals of the forest traveling long distances or when they need to arrive quickly at a specific location. They work in various ways to repair the damage inevitably caused by humans.
Keep going.
They also have the power of telepathy and mind control.
What do you know? Awesome.
Their main enemies are the trolls. Those are the people that go on websites and post a bunch.
Malevolent and clumsy creatures who always make trouble for the other inhabitants of the forest, as well as gnome poachers and Doug.
Man. You got a gnome when to hold them.
You got a gnome when to... What?
Yeah. gnome when to walk away.
Gnome when to run.
Yeah.
With Swift the Fox.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. 20,000 the number for the day. We got some calls during that last music time period.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody said 20,000 the number of beers in the world. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else said 20,000 was what? What was it? The number of...
The number of...
Oh, Guinness World Records.
Yes, Guinness World Records. No.
That's not it either.
Not it.
However, we mentioned that it did kind of coincide with the last story that we put up on our Facebook page talking about Arthur Guinness, the founder of Guinness, the brewery. Also, the Guinness Book of World Records, which comes from the same peeps. Mm-hmm. However, should we just answer this?
What time is it?
That's 30
seconds
away.
We're going to give you 1 minute.
Okay.
One more minute.
505-338-3700.
If you can call in and guess, then you'll win the entire prize closet.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We posted the question of the day at St. Patrick's Day. Any weird traditions you have or just hangouts? We found out this morning that corned beef and cabbage is a lie, so we, of course, called our mothers to call them out on it.
Jake says, I'm Scottish. Enough said. Scott said, amen to that, Jake.
Oh, man. I wonder if they're brothers, Scott and Jake Ferguson. Static!
Okay, 20,000 is a world record for the amount of leprechauns gathered together in one place.
Oh, my gosh.
I have terrible news.
Brilliant, but no.
Yeah. Leprechauns aren't real.
Yeah,
gosh,
no,
I'm sorry.
They've gone extinct, sadly.
Wait. What about gnomes? I meant gnomes.
Oh, gnomes.
Oh, those are real.
Those are
that's
an endangered
not the right
species.
Answer.
There are definitely not 20,000 gnomes
the
in existence anymore.
The unicorns killed all the leprechauns.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. All right, go take care of that leprechaun I can hear yelling in the background.
Bless you.
All right.
Later. Last call. Last guess.
Last
Static.
One.
Is this like 20,000 leagues under the bubbling brew?
No.
Nope.
No, it's not.
No. Nope.
It was a terrible guess. May God have pity on your soul. I'm just kidding.
Hey, have a good St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, man. Happy
St.
Patrick's Day.
You have a good day. Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
All right, here it is. We mentioned earlier Arthur Guinness, he started crafting and creating brew.
He did.
Or beer, because in his country at the time, there were very few choices. The water filtration system of the 1700s is not quite like the Brita filtration system you probably have in your home today.
Yeah, or the girl in Community.
Yeah.
Well done, Mateo. Thanks.
Yep. Yeah. 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 So, back in their day, it was pretty different. So, most of that culture would turn to whiskey or hard liquor.
Yeah.
And so he tried to do something different. He crafted and created something called beer.
Mm-hmm.
Less alcohol content. It was healthier. It was cleaner. People were dying less and becoming less dependent upon it.
Yeah, and less just raging drunk.
Yeah. So the number for the day, are we ready?
Yes.
20,000.
20,000.
In the year 2014? In the year 2014, 20,000 is the number of living organisms inside a glass of everyday tap water.
That was the answer.
That's not from the 1700s when it was so bad they had to start drinking beer so they would not die. That's in America. That is today.
That is right now.
The number of living organisms inside your drinking glass.
How do you feel?
I feel kind of sick.
On this St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I don't feel as well.
Thank you to everybody that called in and guessed. We're sorry it was so obscure. But hey, who knew? It actually tied into something.
Yay! You can check out all our stories about St. Patrick's Day on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I learned so much today that I don't even have time to explain them all.
I learned quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to talk about it to anybody either, because it's St. Patrick's Day and I have a right to privacy.
There you go. Enjoy the rest of your Monday, your St. Patty's Day. Be careful, be safe. I don't care who you are out on the roads, because this is also a dangerous day to be out on the road. So if you don't have anything going on this evening, stay home.
Just chill out.
Just kick it. Enjoy some Monday television, what happened to my music?
There it is. Whoa, that was crazy.
Craziness.
Crazy music.
Up next, our dear friend Mitch. She's going to rock your world with some joy, some love, some Switchfoot. Some for King and Country, maybe. Some Day to Remember.
Yeah, great music, great conversation.
Anthem. I'm ruining her playlist.
And, of course, Mitch.
Yep, she's up next. If you missed any part of the show, podcast it at mystaticradio.com/mornings. We'll see you guys again mañana. Enjoy your St. Patty's Day. Be safe, please.
Please.
From all of us here at Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Yes, what he said. Static Radio.